You are so well informed.
I like to stay humble. You know this, Frank. Fringe.
It's another Fritz, German. My name Fritz. Is Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz. It's always, you know, like the loudest, the most intelligent one in the room is often the loneliest in the room.
Wow, Hans. I've never heard that before.
Oh, man. I mean, it's whatever. It's not even like...
What is this? You have this new mannerism where you grab your leg, Hans. I haven't seen you do it before.
It's just the way I feel a bit more natural in that, you know? It's like, have you ever seen a bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen how the bunny turns into a sort of rock when it's... tries to blend in with its environment. This is what I do when I grab my leg. I'm just trying to be part of the furniture.
Yeah.
For the furniture sees all.
Your Hans. It
never
stop.
Misses a beat.
You know, it's funny, Hans. You are like a rock on that chair because I am rock hard, right? Everyone to the Blueberry Tip podcast.
Jesus. Yeah.
We missed a week, but we're back. Yeah, it's good to be back, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had a funny week. Yeah. I feel like that's always how I start these.
Yeah.
But
tell us about your week, man.
If we're going from last Wednesday, I don't even know.
I mean, really just the past 2 weeks. I mean, I guess now we didn't even talk about your exhibition.
Yeah, I had my final presentation.
Yeah,
for my graphic design course, which you helped me set up that morning, which was great.
Yeah,
we both had no sleep.
Not
and
yeah,
just
zero.
Try to get to school by 8 a.m. to snag a nice spot in the main hall.
That was so wholesome when I called you at like 4 a.m. or something that morning. It's like, you still up? Yeah, me too. And we were both working on something, I guess.
Yeah, I try to go to sleep and lay down in my bed, and I was just thinking of all these little tiny things I can do to make the presentation better. And then I was just like, well, why am I? I'm just going to be lying here thinking about it until I'm awake, until I have to go. So why not just sit at my desk, see what I can get done? And I made a nice little presentation to talk the teacher through my process. And when I was talking them through my work, I started off with a little meditation exercise, like an awareness exercise, because they'd be going around looking at every student's work one by one.
They had a full day.
Yeah, getting talked through all these processes. So before kind of spilling all of my stuff onto them, I wanted for them to take a break, fucking have a moment. So the meditation went like, okay, so if you'll close your eyes, we'll just... launch into a 30-second meditation just to show you the power that awareness can bring. So first, feel your body. Realize it's 2022 in the city of Groningen. You're in Academy Minerva. Think about your morning, how it felt when you woke up. Did you feel tired? Did you feel ready for the day? Your breakfast? You have coffee, your way to school.
I didn't go to school today.
You never go to school, Boston. And now, see if you can remember the last holiday you've been on, that you went with somebody who you love, whether it's a family member, a friend, a partner. Think about a time during the holiday where you two were laughing. Or smiling. are enjoying a meal together. Feel what that was like. And now open your eyes. And then they're back at my presentation. I go, well, that is the power awareness can have on our bodies and on our minds and on our perspective. And awareness is the first step when addressing habits, ritual, and daily behavior. And then I launch into my whole project.
So what kind of creative challenge did you face when leading up to the creation of this setup here?
Well,
in
your, you see,
in as it pertains to the educational material.
Yeah, well, you know, my creative process, it looks a bit like a diamond. So at the bottom of the diamond, you have a point. And when you're going to the top point of the diamond, you're spreading outwards to the two opposite points. You're researching, you're taking in as much as you can, looking at graphic work from other designers, trying, iterating and trying new ways of expressing this idea of yours, researching the topic as much as you can. And then you reach that tipping point of the diamond, the halfway point. And this is the point you need to start getting rid of the fat, of the unnecessary things, sticking only to the most essential parts that convey your idea or your newfound information or your perspective. And you keep taking away, reducing until you reach the other point of the diamond, which then you're left with the most essential message and graphic elements to your project.
So once you arrived at the tip, huh, of the diamond, no, I'll stop. I can't imagine one of your kind of teachers wasn't into the meditation that much, because that was so nice. And knowing what your whole thing looked like on that day as well, I just can't imagine not enjoying that. I didn't realize you did such a guided kind of meditation. I could have imagined if you just went, okay, let's be quiet for 30 seconds now.
They would have been like, what an awkward pause.
Yeah, well, this is, we're taking off points for this. they're just arriving. You're just, okay. Yeah. But that was actually, I mean, it really works. Meditation, it's.
For sure. Even just shifting your perspective, choosing what to focus on, because what you focus on grows, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And we're inundated with information these days. Where is our focus? Everything is trying to pull our focus and our attention.
Yeah, every fucking day.
I don't want to be that. We're just consistently putting out an episode a week where you can come and hear us talk shit. Or bring up some interesting research that we've done during the week, or update you about our lives, you trying to become a stand-up comedian. Me trying to heal the world through design and architecture.
Through comedy.
And music.
Hey, I have to add some more to my list as well. I got...
You got photography.
I got a job.
You got a job all night long looking at the strange folk of Groningen.
But stand-up comedy would...
Yeah. Out of control.
Yeah, but you know... I don't know. Like right now as well, we're doing this... For us, and it's not behind a paywall or anything. I don't think it should be, but if it were, it would already be different. Like making people spend their time listening to our ad, that would already make me. I don't know. That would have to be really justified. I don't know where I'm really going with this. I'm just trying to say, like, we really aren't trying to leech on people's time with bad quality content.
No, sir.
I'm just trying to, I guess, create a little community at the end of the day as well. We really appreciate it when people comment as well. We read all of them.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Any comment completely changes the next episode.
It really does, yeah.
So it's like an anchor for us to kind of build on.
Anyone is welcome in our blueberry tent.
Yes. I really hope we have a real tent someday.
Episode 10. That's actually why we, you know, have been procrastinating on moving on from episode 8. It's because our tent guy is away for the summer right now.
Yeah, he had that gig in Berlin.
Dude,
bro, fucked off the turkey.
You'd think you'd get a tent guy in the Netherlands. You'd think that he'd be available here, but he's always in Berlin. There's a tent deficit there.
Yeah.
We should just look into going to Berlin. I mean, clearly that's where the tent supply is going.
I think that's something you really want, right? You've been talking about Berlin for a while.
I mean, you know, Berlin is the New York of Europe. How could you not want to go there?
Hmm.
Maybe I've been nostalgic as well for my, you know, when my experience of going to Berlin when I was 18.
Sorry, I just gave you a hmm.
Yeah, that sent me off in a different direction. I was like, okay, I'll say one more thing about this.
I should have said, tell me more, because that's what I was trying to say with that little sound.
No, but, you know, Berlin, I wouldn't say Berlin is really on my mind all that much. Maybe I've just mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah.
I feel like Barcelona is, it's not where I want to go, but it's what's on everyone's mind, it seems. I feel like everyone's talking about that.
Barcelona, Madrid.
They recover from Corona.
We're all recovering from Corona, right?
Vale.
The pandemic is making me socially anxiety. I don't see my mother for 2 years. It's time spent alone.
Dude, it's crazy what your mouth, your whole face structure changes.
It's not me. It's the accent, the comfort. When I was a young boy, I woke up to a man with a guitar.
Mm. Guitarra.
Hey, one guitarra, sí. I asked him.
Hombre con guitarra.
I asked him, can I play on the guitar?
It's okay, Antonio.
He tell me no. He tell me no, you go away.
Antonio, no.
I say, oh, I run away to my mom. I know, I always tell me no.
Is that what you always break down when you see a guitar?
Yes.
Well, you know what, Antonio? You learned a valuable lesson that day.
Yeah, I did.
About personal property.
Yeah. Not for sure, though. Not for real.
No, but like, for real, like, when I was a child, I had to learn it. You know, I would take other people's stuff. I had to learn to keep to my own.
No lesson comes easy.
No lesson.
It doesn't come on a silver platter.
It is never silver.
No.
But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, talking to go back
Berlin
to them.
And
yeah,
Barcelona.
I actually, something totally different because of that new...
this creaky chair.
The couch is creaky as well.
Oh, boy.
And, I'm pretty sure this thing...
If I just laugh
uncontrollably, there's just such a high probability of a fart coming out. That's just never my goal.
Has that ever happened with the sneeze as well?
Not with the sneeze, not
good,
for me.
Because that's for older people.
Usually. Oh, really?
as long as that's what happened, you're still young.
But still down the road, yeah. That's still coming.
I'd be horrible in a meeting worried that if you sneeze, you might fart at the same time. It's the worst things to happen in life, you know? You just got to own it.
I mean, you could always shart.
And you say, choo-choo.
Yeah.
Everyone on the fart train. I'm sorry, Michael.
Dude,
continue.
There's like a new guy in the office. He's like, that's hilarious. Everyone else is like, that's like the 30th time we've heard that today. Choo-choo.
Yeah, man. Just sort out your bowel issues.
Yeah, dude. You know, if you take anything from this episode, if there's anything you take home, just... You know, take personal responsibility for your bowel movements and issues.
Yeah, and be accepting of other people's bowel issues. You never know what's going on in somebody's bowel.
But not too, not too accepting. Wait, I'm sorry. You're just going to want to go ahead and hold that just a fist away from your face. Just right there.
Okay.
But if Fuck, I hate the ba-dum, dude. I can't unhear it now.
Ba-dum. It's also the sound of Netflix when you open it up.
Da-dum.
Ba-dum.
Ba-dum. Yeah, it really is.
We're really diving deep it on sure this one. Is. We're really,
anyway, to just get to my one point that I've been trying to share. I found an amazing YouTube channel last night. A Dutch guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Hoog, like H-O-O-G. But the videos are in English, and they're informative videos pretty much. And he uses a lot of 3D elements to like elevate the infographics and the information he's talking about. The one I watched was about, it was just called Amsterdam is Changing, I think.
Mm. what does he talk about? Mm.
He talks about some really cool shit, like some water management kind of stuff where this concept has been, there's this design for how roads will just be angled slightly from a central point in the middle, will be slightly angled towards the sidewalks, and there will be a kind of sponge layer of soil and plants that require a lot of water. And so if there's extreme weather events, which are coming right in the next decades, extreme weather events, extreme amounts of water, they'll first go into that spongy, they'll first of all, they'll, you know, roll off the street, go into that spongy layer of soil. And once that is completely filled up, you know, can't retain any more water, it will actually go into the, you know, water, normal water management system. And that apparently provides such a buffer already for the like water for the sewage system that it would make all the difference. And it's just, there's not even any real tech involved. It's just about the angles of the road and about having more natural growth on the sidewalks. Anyway, that was just one of the many examples. And also this fascinating thing that I'd never thought about is, in the Netherlands there's this word de Randstad, right? Which really just means the edge, city edge. But it refers to the kind of most densely populated urban areas, which are all kind of concentrated in the center of the country.
Mm.
And he said that Den Haag, Utrecht, Amsterdam, and Rotterdam are really like one big city. And that the green area in between was described by one architect as a sort of central park that has just gotten a bit too large. And so the urban development is going to keep growing and expanding, and those four, just those four Dutch cities together, are the fourth most productive economic area of Europe.
Wow.
That like urban center, whatever, and to view it as one town, I'd never heard about that. I mean, I'm from Utrecht, so I'm like, fuck Amsterdam, you know, and all this shit, but you know, really thinking into the future, I thought it was so cool to just hear all these new ideas about urban planning, and about preparing for climate change really as well. But mostly I just want to bring it up as well because that fact blew my mind that it's the fourth most like productive economic area of Europe, but also that it's just a really good channel, and I really I really recommend it to people.
What was the name of the channel again?
Hoog, I think it's called.
H-O-O-G.
Yeah. H-O-O-G. And if you look up like why Barcelona looks weird or why Paris looks weird, I think you'll find his channel from those videos.
Those are good titles on YouTube.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I saw some of his bio and stuff. He was like, I think there should just be more good video content about Europe. He was like, I think there's not enough. And what is out there is like a bit cringe. So he just took it upon himself to start making videos on it.
Yeah, even this other YouTube channel that talks about Amsterdam infrastructure, or not Amsterdam,
not Dutch, just bikes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even that is from an outside perspective.
Yeah, from an American's perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, but that's why he's so fascinated with the infrastructure here, and how everything is built up and planned out and designed in such an intelligent way.
He's Canadian, actually. Sorry, he's not American.
Good distinction.
But true. It's an outsider's perspective, yeah. I actually saw him. He commented on one of this guy's videos. He was like, I'm so jealous of you because you're Dutch and your English pronunciation is perfect. Because the not just bikes guy, he's always, you know, his English sounds amazing. But then when it comes to pronouncing a street name, it's awkward. Anyway, just a little recommendation if you're into informative content.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And while you're there, check out the Blueberry Tent YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where we upload a video of every podcast. Hey.
That's right.
Today I'm looking like a real old man. I got your nice corduroy pants.
Yeah, if you're just
on.
Listening to this and you want to see what we're wearing.
Do you have that fleece as well?
Yeah.
This is where it turns really old man. And by old man, I mean 65. I don't mean in your 40s or 50s. Don't worry. Well, 65 even. That's like the new 50. That's what we were saying today, right?
Yeah. Especially, yeah, physiologically speaking, 60 is like the new 50. Yeah, this is it, dude.
If you hear my voice change as well, it's I'm just adopting the
dude, just grab character. That bottle of gin in one hand and just...
Can I take a swig?
Just take a you get just straight gin.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Let's see how that hits.
It's good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Phone's on silent, Boston.
Shit, I didn't get the memo. It's so...
Fucking TikTok,
dude,
man.
Dude, fucking TikTok. I am like... I'm fully in. I'm addicted, bro.
Fuck. You lost you.
I'm addicted. Yeah, man. I don't even know if I can come back from it.
It's okay, man. I mean, it'll make you more in touch with the youth. Because everybody's hooked on it.
Yeah, because I'm like a late stage Gen Z-er already. I don't feel in touch, like...
What's the next one? Gen X? Was that before us?
No, Gen X is like our parents.
Oh, shit.
Millennials is above us, below us. I don't even know what they're called.
Beep-ups.
But I kind of... I genuinely feel a bit old, you know? If I'm talking to like a teenager now.
Yeah.
You have that?
For sure. I'm already like... I can already understand. When I was a teenager, I'd be like, why are... older people frustrated or like don't have time for things, like why aren't you just let life be in front of you, like, you know, you got that time. Now I'm like, shh, yeah, I don't know, I don't have time for your bullshit kind of thing sometimes.
Yeah, right, it comes quick.
I feel it happening in me and I'm like, ooh, no, that's not good.
Nope.
But also nope, that's just a part of growing up. It's like when you see a young puppy and beside it like an older bulldog who's just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like let me just sit in peace.
Yeah, and it's totally understandable as well.
It's maturing.
Yeah. And I think to really become mature, you have to be gentle with yourself.
You're speaking it, brother. That reminds me of that track we did during the week.
Oh, really?
What was it called, actually? Oh, it was Be Gentle.
What? No way.
What a coincidence. So yeah, here's that track. Here's a little musical break. We hope you enjoy.
Experience stuck, cutting that bit out the club. Ruminate, cuff. Let's get something filling the cup. Scoop up a bug, a little too true for the club. A little too rude for a tug. Springing up somewhere above, similar sinister dust. Can't tell if it's meant to be tough or is she just feeling your cut. Sitting all scuffed, cuss you a bug. Splitting it up.
That's really fucking
good. Back on the waves again, you're gonna wave again. Expecting to see the end. Someone, but that shit is coming like I put my mind away. The time, it takes the time away. Peel it back and open up your eyes the way.
Yeah, that's a nice beat. Yes.
In the love, experience stuck. Cutting that bit out the club. Ruminate, cuff. Let's get something filling the cup. Scoop up a bug. A little too true for the club. A little too rude for a tug. Springing up somewhere above. Similar sinister stuck.
That's not it.
In the love, experience stuck. Cutting that bit out the cup. Ruminate, cuff. Let's get something filling the cup. Scoop up a bug. A little too true for the club. A little too rude for a tug. Springing up somewhere above. Similar sinister dust. Killing the slug. Spinning out, finish a cut. Can tell if it's meant to be tough or is you just filling your cut. Sitting all scuffed, scouring the rug. Scummiest plug, falling abrupt. Tucked into ruts, checking it off. Cost you a buck, splitting it up.
Dude, we should make another song this week.
Yeah,
we should. That one was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. We were meant to record a podcast that day.
Yeah.
That was last Wednesday, actually. That was a week ago.
Yeah. I actually love that, dude. We're like, make a podcast or make a song.
We have it all at our fingertips. How lucky.
Yeah, true. We should make some videos again, though. Some sketches.
Yeah, we should. As soon as you get that new laptop. With all this money from work.
Yeah, I'm saving up.
Even the MacBook Air, it's got that M1 chip now.
Dude, I don't know. It's just Apple getting in my head. But after all these years of having this old MacBook Air model, I just really want a MacBook Pro. I just want to be part of the Pro Club.
If you get one, get the larger one. Get the 16-inch.
16-inch,
yeah. The bigger screen, because also for the...
I'm going to have to get a new backpack.
For the fans and the heat. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But for letting out the heat of processing, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Much better machine.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be using it for at least a decade, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real investment. Wow, that's crazy, dude. To think that I'd still be using that when I'm like 32.
Yeah, I've been really frustrated with myself this week. I'm 22 now, and I got to do something.
How's 22 going as an entirety so far?
Really good, you know. I stopped smoking weed. I started running again, the most I've ever run in my life. I'm getting good grades in school. I'm looking at transferring to a new college. Everything is going well, and it's fine. But I've got a burning desire in me to kind of break through a bit and become successful in some sort of field. Because I've been doing graphic design and stuff since I was like 17 and making music since I was 17. But it's just been me, myself, and I, or sharing it with friends and stuff. But
yeah, I'd argue it's been a lot of growth in those 5 years.
I mean, general growth, I think. It's like if you invest your money in the stock market. I haven't put my money on a great stock yet.
Right. Or maybe you've put your money on a great stock, which is yourself, but you haven't been monitoring it like every day, adjusting it.
I just feel like with 6 months of focus and work, I could be in such a different place. And with 6 months of general growth, I'll keep going. I'll keep swimming.
How would that kind of career even start? Like, say you want to really produce music.
I think it would start by actually having a project, having music that people can go refer to on Spotify. Because right now I have one track there. Everything else is on SoundCloud.
That's not how the podcast started. Sorry. But it was in the earliest episodes, right? That you posted your track.
Mm-hmm.
First track.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also for like my architecture work, I just need a good portfolio and get into 3D rendering. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just, there's just a feeling in me that wants more. And it's not, I don't think I'm being too hard on myself. I can just feel that at this stage, I'm full of potential and I want to capitalize on it. And I'm not being egotistic.
No, I don't think anyone would say that listening to you there. But do you think there's something you could do, like something you could try, you know, not try, but something you could do every day to progress, like,
yeah,
like posting a track,
writing lyrics to my songs. I was talking to this other artist, Zosie. She's Dutch, and she was telling me she went to like a boot camp for songwriting. And on the first day, they had until Friday to write 5 songs and then perform them in front of everybody.
Whoa.
And she, before, had been taking like weeks to write songs, and you know, every line had to mean something. And then she just needed to get these 5 tracks done. So she treated them as like sketches if you were drawing. Mm-hmm. She wasn't trying to make a masterpiece every time, just a good sketch.
Right.
And improve it if you want, or leave it as is, it's fine. And that really helped her to kind of break down that barrier of songwriting.
Yeah.
So I think to set myself a target like that and then to follow through with it, you know, I'm angry at myself mostly for not following through.
But you would follow through if you knew right now that on September 12th, let's say there was gonna be a small music festival in Groningen, but there would be 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever there, and they would expect you to go up on stage and do some original songs or DJ or whatever. Yeah. You would live up to that, right? You haven't, because you haven't had something like that where you know you're gonna go, you know there's an end goal that's actually in sight, right? Mm,
true.
That's because that's how I'm thinking about the stand-up as well. I mean, I didn't try to even write, actually try to write a joke until I thought I was actually going up the next night.
Mm, yeah.
So you kind of, yeah, you need that, I think.
That's true. That's very true.
Which is so within reach, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And even just to set a goal like that for myself, kind of.
Yeah, even though.
Nice.
But how exciting would it be if there was an actual opportunity to go on stage like that?
Those opportunities are there, I think.
You talked about it with me recently that you do when you're in a crowd watching an artist perform, you can visualize yourself or you can feel that you belong on the stage more than you do in the audience, right?
Yeah. That's been all my life. It's like I'd look at like footage from festivals and see thousands of people in the crowd and I'd be like, how are they just happy being in the crowd? How come they don't want to be the one on stage performing? It was kind of like, yeah, there was no discussion. It is the place,
yeah,
for me to be.
We just gotta figure out how to get you on stage then.
True. It'll come.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Maybe we set up our own thing, man.
Yeah, I don't know where I'll be next September.
That's true.
Once I know that, I think things will be a bit more stable, concrete.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But yeah, man.
I selfishly still kind of hope you'll stay in Groningen, of course, but
that's okay.
We'll see. If you do end up going to Milan, it'll change things for me as well, I guess.
That's what I'm hoping for me, and as well as just it'll make me grow.
Yeah.
Force me to grow more.
Yeah.
Because two more years here in Groningen, I could chill out and ride the wave and graduate, and that'd be cool. But
yeah.
Yeah, this is a new challenge, and if it also makes you grow, and other people I know, that'd be sick.
Mm.
That'd be fantastic. But fuck, man, how have you been this week?
How have I been? I've been tippy toeing, but a mud walking.
Counting sevens, I ain't here for no talking.
Yeah,
I know you
baby.
Love it when the drug's talking, but.
Shut the fuck up when you hear love talking. It's been a interesting week for me. I kind of drank a lot. I kind of had a boozy weekend, I think, that I'm recovering from a bit now. And I've had a weird, you know, I had become so convinced. I'd say I still am so convinced that normal routines don't work for me. A predictable schedule doesn't work for me, and I just don't, you know, planning things out ahead of time feels like a prison to me and all that stuff. But these past months, honestly, I've gotten into quite a rhythm of working 2-3 nights every week, you know, usually, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And this week, or last week I should say, I had only one shift on Friday. And it's thrown off my rhythm quite a bit. I've like been able to get up earlier because I didn't have to work the nights. And some days I didn't really know what to do with myself, you know. I did get quite used to that, you know, having to show up to work and knowing that that's there. So I've had a lot of time this week and I haven't used it very well. I can say that. But I've been feeling okay. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I'm trying to remember what I did. Was it last week that your project day was Monday?
Yeah, last Monday.
That's crazy. It's actually been a lot.
It has. It's been a
There's
dense,
been full days. It's actually been week. Some dense summer days now that I think about it.
It's a weird summer though. It's not a very summery summer.
No. No. And you know what? That's something that I get from TikTok as well, or sometimes I get it from YouTube, and it freaks me out quite a bit, but this kind of collective generational conversation where everyone is feeling some kind of dread. Everyone's feeling a bit lost, scared for the future. Uncertainty is about, mm-hmm. and people deal with it in different ways. But I think almost everyone senses that's kind of, you know, this undercurrent to everything. And like today when we ran into Daria and Malin, and they're like, they're also trying to clean their room this week, you know, and we're just weird little things like that where I really feel, I don't know if it's through the internet or if it really is something cosmic, but I have a real sense that we are all experiencing the same kind of timeline. Mm-hmm. Also, I got a bit sick last week. You know, man, maybe it's just confirmation bias, but it seemed like everyone got sick that week. At least had a sore throat, and yeah, I don't know. Something strange to that, but I like that as well, because it makes me feel as well like I have a place within all that, and I'm really experiencing it, and that there's a larger community out there, even when there are just those days when it's just me actually sitting at my computer here. I still feel so interconnected somehow, which is quite odd, actually, now that I think about it.
It's funny, I feel so separate from it all. I think as well, from taking a step back from social media and stuff like that, I feel like I'm in my own lane all the time and just focused on my story and trying to write those next chapters in the best way I can. I think as well, that's why I find it difficult to like have fun or just interact with people willy-nilly. Because all I want to talk about is like the future and how we do something about the problems that we're faced with, but maybe not even fix all the problems, just collectively start acting in a way that's beneficial to all of us.
Right.
That's all I really care to talk about. Like, I don't want to talk about the football. I don't want to go back and forth about some, I don't know, kind of trivial stuff that'll make us both kind of appeased and feel some temporary satisfaction from a conversation. Because I just know we're going to drop back down into what's actually important.
Right, we'll be too frivolous.
Yeah. And I would love to be held accountable by people around me and kind of egged on to grow. And sometimes I try doing that for people around me, and I'm learning it's also not my place. Like, some people don't want that. For you these days, how do you find happiness? Or how do you deal with suffering or stuff like that?
I mean, as has always been the case for me, not very systematically. I really have no practice or anything I go to, I don't think. I don't know. I've just become better. I just know myself a bit better, I think. And there are especially certain things that I know will make things worse. Some of them I still do. But the worst of them, I'm learning to not do, you know? And that makes a huge difference. That's very vague, I mean. But, you know, certain learned responses for dealing with negative emotion that make them go away temporarily. Mm-hmm. A lot of that kind of stuff I think I've stopped doing. And in terms of happiness, it's just been the most simple stuff of getting another podcast out or remembering to eat or spending time with my girlfriend or smoking a cigarette. I don't know. Happiness, I don't know. I also haven't been like ecstatic. I don't even know what that calls to mind, like happiness. I always think of like if I feel inspired or if I feel, you know, whatever the opposite of bored is, you know, when I just feel it, when I'm interested in something, it's usually when I'm like learning, intaking new information or creating something or listening to music I really like. Those are probably the times when I'm the happiest. But how have you been finding happiness?
I had a very euphoric, fulfilled week like 2 weeks ago. And it all started with just forgiving everybody before I go to sleep every night. And throughout the day, whenever I'd get caught up on something that's I'm kind of going in loops about, I would just take the option of just forgiving them. Maybe not even for their sake, but for my own sake and my own peace of mind.
Yeah.
And that really was just left me with a lot of space then in my own life to start infusing it with a new energy. And gratitude as well. Counting all the amazing things that I'm lucky to have. And forgiveness
and gratitude.
And gratitude is a killer combination.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hello, everyone. This is Boston coming at you from the editing bay. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Blueberry 10 podcast. Sadly, Tal's laptop ran out of battery, so our recording ended just as he said that forgiveness and gratitude are a killer combination, which is a great note to end on. But just wanted to thank you all for listening so much. Sadly, this episode does not have a sponsor, but I should direct you guys to our Patreon if you want to support us. Links in the description. Everything helps, and there's some pretty nice tiers on there if you want to at least check it out. Also, if you're just listening on audio, there is a video version available. Just search for Blueberry 10 on YouTube. And yeah, that's about it. Also, we got some really nice episodes in the works. We will eventually be going from episode 8 to 9, believe it or not. And we got some really cool guests planned as well. So stay tuned for that. Be sure to subscribe and follow us. And if you could, please leave a comment. We really appreciate them. We really like reading them. So yeah, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening.